Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Yesterday. The press has become so dishonest that if we don't talk about it, we are doing a tremendous disservice to the American people. Tremendous disservice. The media is trying to attack our administration because they know we are following through on pledges that we made, and they're not happy about it for whatever reason. Well, the failing New York Times wrote a big, long front page story yesterday, and it was very much discredited, as you know. It's a joke. I don't mind bad stories. I get a story better than anybody, as long as it's true. I watch CNN. It's so much anger and hatred. The tone is such hatred. I'm changing it from fake news, though.
Doesn't that undermine?
Very fake news. I sort of understand there's a certain bias, maybe by Jeff or somebody, you know, for whatever, you know, whatever reason. But, and I understand that. But you've got to be at least a little bit fair. And that's why the public sees it. They see it. They see it's not fair. You take a look at some of your shows, and you see the bias and the hatred. And the public is smart. They understand it.
Yeah, that's just a little sample of it.
You know, and to your point, Brian, we have some tweets here. T.I.M. Miller says, loved the presser. Best was when he was talking to the people and was glad the press could be here. And that sound that we just heard was saying that. And Timian makes a great point. He said, the First Amendment protects press freedom, but does not sanction outright lies, propaganda, or smears. And that's what I think people are saying. Also, Merrill says, quite frankly, I feel like his communication with the American people is a breath of fresh air. You don't have to wonder what he really thinks. Unlike Obama and the Republican establishment, I think Mitch McConnell is a closet liberal, President Trump does not care who he offends in the media. Everyone with a liberal media outlet and all those involved in television programming are using their resources to bully that President Trump who doesn't fit in with the popular kids.
Well, let's see if we can reconnect now with Joe Concha from The Hill. Joe, a very different take outside the Beltway yesterday. What's your sense of it?
Are you saying that, wait a minute, Donald Trump acted the same exact way that he has for the last 610 days, going back to his candidacy announcement in June of 2015. So he's suddenly supposed to change who he is to appease the Washington and New York press? That I do not understand.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, the biggest story yesterday is completely missed.
Uh-huh.
You'll never guess what that is. Actually, it's two stories, okay?
Okay.
That press conference was to announce the new Labor Secretary nominee,
right.
Correct? Okay, and he is getting praise from people like Richard Trumka. Do we know who he is?
Yeah, the unions, right.
Yeah, head of the AFL-CIO,
right.
Largest union around, James Hoffa, Teamsters. Okay, a coup is happening right underneath the noses of the media when they miss the story that the fact that Donald Trump is now getting union support for people like labor secretary nominees, and then when he signs a legislation reversing President Obama's coal restrictions, and the coal community says, yay. Guess what? If he wins places like Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Michigan again, by having union support and having the coal miners behind him, and he brings jobs back there and keeps companies from leaving, his demeanor during press conferences doesn't matter. And I don't need to hear about how he's unhinged from people that are supposed to be anchors on CNN. I don't need to hear from Ana Navarro that says he's bitching and is discombobulated. It's amazing the analysis. They focus on Trump the person, and they forget the actions. And that's what they did wrong during the election, and they're doing it again because they can't help themselves because they suffer from EDD, I call it.
What is that?
Ego domination disorder.
Well, there's no shortage of that in this town, that's to be sure. But, you know, the thing I keep walking back is that they're so consumed about the attacks against them because they take that so personally and they feel like they got to fight back about that. You're right. They're missing that there were huge developments at the White House yesterday. None of the actual news of that press conference got reported. And across this country, while there are howls of derision inside the Beltway, there were standing ovations among many people in the out there in the hinterlands.
Look, what's one of the most popular things that has been going on in Washington since the beginning of time? It's when an administration or an opposing party attacks an unpopular institution, like Congress, or when George W. Bush was in power in the second term, you attack him. Now, if President Trump attacks the media, and 90% of Republicans, 90, don't trust it, you say, all right, that's Republicans, big deal. Okay, let's look at the Gallup poll that says that 70% of independents don't trust the media.
That's right.
By attacking that institution, what friggin' downside is there?
Yeah.
There's none. And you're right.
And I bet you could find a few Democrats who don't trust the media as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the type of people that voted in Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Ohio for Trump. So, again, we're missing the big story here, and it's all because everybody is obsessed with Donald Trump, the person, and they're missing the actions completely,
but it's amazing.
So when he wins again in 2020, if he keeps these promises, because who are the Democrats going to put up? You see that Fox News poll, Elizabeth Warren, he beats by like 6 points. How's that? How could that be? He's having a horrible start.
But Joe, let me play
your ivory towers in D.C. and New York.
Let me play devil's advocate with you. You know, could this be part of the plan? Because next year we have midterms, and the left does not want him to have any accomplishments to run on. So if they keep it focused on his personality and they don't report on what he is accomplishing, they can then say, look, what has he done in 2 years? He hasn't done anything.
They have no shot of winning anything back in those midterms. And I'm not a rah-rah guy. I don't cheer. I try to look at things objectively. Democrats have to defend 23 seats. Republicans have to defend 9, and all 9 are considered safe. So in the Senate, they're not gaining anywhere. In fact, they'll probably lose seats to the point where they could be at risk of a filibuster. And in the House is the same thing. So, yeah, unless Trump has a complete and total meltdown, which we've heard he's having meltdowns every day, as long as the economy is fine, and as long as he fulfills his promises, and he's shown that he's been doing that through 12 executive orders and through who he nominated as a Supreme Court justice, go ahead, focus on Trump, the person, as much as you want. You're missing the story, guys.
All right, well, we're going to have to leave it right there. Joe Concha from The Hill, thank you so much for joining us. Greatly appreciate it.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.